The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
School basketball here on 92.1 KMZA. It's our second broadcast. If you heard us last night, we were at Wetmore as they split with the girls and boys in a TVL showdown. Now we head to another league. It's the Big Seven. And openers tonight for both of these squads. We're at Perry LeCountain High School, home of the cause, as they take on the Thunder of Nemaha Central. Girls up first, and the boys will follow. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's on 92.1 KMCA, also online at mscsports.net. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I am Brandon Tabman. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here this evening. Well, the season opener for both of these teams tonight, and as we get set for the girls' contest here in just a matter of moments, two teams certainly that have certain expectations, and when you look at Perry LeCountain, the Lady Cause under first-year head coach Joey Franzita. He was an assistant at Ottawa for the previous 4 years, or 4 years prior to taking the job here at Perry LeCountain, but now under his first year as head coach here for the Lady Cause, and certainly have a handful and a job to do, as it's going to be a tough sled as they get Nemaha Central tonight. Haddon Hilchin, 11 seasons at the helm, 205 wins to his credit. They were 21-2 a season ago, and so both these teams obviously have some expectations. Perry LeCountain just trying to move up a little bit and improve on a 5-16 campaign a year ago. And, of course, Nemaha Central, they won their fourth straight Big Seven league title a year ago. And they have the talent and the roster to certainly go for their fifth in a row. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. And we'll start with the visiting Lady Thunder of Nemaha Central. They're going to go like this. Mackenzie Henry is a 5'6 senior. Taryn Ganstrom is a 5'4 senior. Ella Larkin, a 5'8 junior. Addie Holthouse, a 5'10 junior. And Cassidy Rethman is a 5'11 senior. So again, for the Lady Thunder, Henry, Ganstrom, Larkin, Holthouse, and Rethman. Again, head coach Haddon Hilchin, year number 12, with 205 wins in his career. For the Lady Cause, again, head coach Joey Franzita, first year at the helm after 4 years previously as an assistant at Ottawa University. They will go like this. Madeline Welch is a 5'5 senior. Allison Baker, a 5'9 senior. Campbell Keller is a 5'7 senior. Brooke Metcalf, a 5'9 junior. And Taylor Dammy, a 6-foot sophomore who was very good last year as a freshman, arguably the Lady Cause best player. So she's going to have her hands full tonight, trying to lead her squad to a victory over the four-time defending Big Seven League champs. So again, for the Lady Cause, it's Welch, Baker, Keller, Metcalf, and Dammy. And thanks for tuning in. Just moments away from the opening tip of tonight's game, and our broadcast presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Find out more information online. You can visit peru.edu. The road purple uniforms for Nemaha Central, home white uniforms for the Cause. Good crowd on hand, expecting it to grow as the night moves on towards the boys' contest later on this evening. We're glad to be a part of your Friday night here in early December. Beautiful weather we have had, considering where we are in December. But we'll have some fun here tonight with Big Seven League action. It's the Cause and the Thunder. Cause will go from right to left here in the first quarter. Nemaha Central will go from left to right. Taylor Dammy will do the jump duties for the Cause as the Thunder still ready to break the huddle and get on the floor. So again, purple uniforms for Nemaha Central. They got the turquoise outline, white numerals and lettering as well. Cause all white, blue numerals and lettering trimmed out in a shade of black. So again, left to right will go Nemaha Central in the first quarter. Cause will go from right to left. It's Dammy against Holthouse, and the tip is won by Nemaha Central. And the Thunder will have the first possession here to open up their season. They get it to the top of the key with Rethman. She'll drive to the left block, turns, gets caught there, now has to get the ball back up top. Now at the free throw line, Rethman gets it back. Now it's Holthouse. Henry over here to the near side, near steal, but Larkin's going to step into it too, and she knocked it down. Ella Larkin, the 5'8 junior, A returning starter from a year ago gets the Thunder on the board first. They lead it 2-0. First possession for the cause. Baker looking inside for Dammy. She hit the floor hard and out of bounds. No call. It'll be a turnover against the cause, giving it back to Nemaha Central with an early 2-0 lead. So it's Henry quickly up the floor. They get it inside on the left block. It's a missed shot. Metcalf the rebound for the cause. And she pushes it up the floor quickly. Here's a three from the right wing. It was nearly banked in, but Metcalf is able to pull down the rebound. And then a wild shot is kind of tipped away and then able to be pulled down by Baker. They'll reset. Baker to Metcalf. Stands at the top of the key. Waist high dribble moving to the right wing. Gets a screen. Not much to it. Picks up the dribble, gets it to the top of the key with Keller. Keller fires a three, this one too strong. Rebound for Nemaha Central. It was brought down by Rethman. Nemaha Central up 2-0, over a minute into the opening quarter. Here's Larkin. Her pass inside, deflected and stolen. First turnover against Nemaha Central, and then they give it right back, trying to get the ball up the floor quickly. Two turnovers early on for the cause. Here's Larkin with it. Top of the key with Henry. They move it around the perimeter. Left side on the wing now. This is Holthaus. Here's a baseline drive by Holthaus, trying to get it inside to Rethman. Got away with a walk. No call. They'll reset with Henry up top. Nearing 2 minutes into the first quarter, it's a 2-0 score. Nemaha Central here on the road, an early lead. And now ball hits the floor. Bodies go flying. It's a jump ball. Possession will give it back to the cause. Two nothing our score. Ella Larkin, the lone bucket so far. Cause last year 5-16, just won 2 games inside the Big 7 league. Here's Dammy, a shot, pull up at the elbow. It's too strong, no good. A rebound brought down by Ella Larkin. Nemaha Central pushing the other way from left to right. Left side on the wing, Ganstrom. They want to go inside. It's Rethman, turns, difficult shot, but an offensive rebound, stick back good, and the foul. Ella Larkin with another bucket. And a chance for a three-point play. 5:39 to go opening quarter. A 4-0 start for Nemaha Central. All 4 points by Ella Larkin and a chance to add another. A trip at the foul line to complete a three-point play. We get our first sub of the game. It's Marley Lutz, the 5'7 junior, checking in for Nemaha Central. Larkin at the line, averaged 7 points a year ago. She misses the free throw. Out of bounds, last touch by the Thunder, so the cause get it back with 5:38 to go in this opening quarter, trailing 4-0. Welch throws it in. Metcalf working up the floor from right to left. In between the rings, out high, picks up the dribble prematurely, gets it off to Baker on the right wing. Trying to get her on a cut, it's intercepted. Another turnover by Perry LeCompton. Thunder will slow things up. Ganstrom wide open, right wing three, off the back 10, no good. Battle for the rebound, and we're going to get a jump ball underneath. Good help on the rebound attempt. Possession arrow will keep it with Nemaha Central. They lead 4-0, 5:19 to go in the opening quarter. Over the top to Holthaus. They want to go inside. Now they're going to kick it back out and reset. Here's Mackenzie Henry with it, right wing, dribbling with the left hand. Now top of the key with Holthaus. Holthaus gets a nice screen at the elbow, turns into the left corner. On about a three, turns it down. Gets it here on the right wing. This is Ella Larkin, who has all four for the Thunder. Here's a baseline, Jay. That one up and money. Marley Lutz, who just checked into the game. Her first shot, can, nothing but nylon. A 6-0 Nemaha Central lead as we're over 3 minutes into the first quarter. Get a couple subs for the cause here on the next dead ball. Right side, here's a three by Metcalf, is well off the mark, no good. And a rebound for Lutz, who just came off the bench, had a bucket, now a quick rebound. Get it up the floor, Larkin inside, they want Holthaus. Her pass is deflected, nearly taken away, but they'll reset. Nemaha Central, 6-0 their lead, 4:25 to go first quarter. There's a drive and a missed shot, and a rebound for Dammy. Nearly turned it over, but gets it out to the streaking Campbell Keller, who gets up the floor. She'll pull up in the lane in transition. That shot no good, and a rebound for the Thunder. Larkin pulls it down. She's off to a great start. 4 points and four rebounds. Here's Ganstrom. Inside. Holthaus turns, fires, missing on the shot. Rebound brought down by Dammy. But the cause still looking for their first points. They're down 6-0. We're halfway into the first quarter. Here's Baker with it. A drive by Keller, and we get a whistle and a foul. Nemaha Central foul on Taryn Ganstrom. That is her first. And the first on the Thunder. So a couple subs into the game. Kendall Gray, a sophomore. And also Emma Nally, a 5'10 junior, into the game for the cause as well. Thunder lead at 6-0 here. 3:48 to go, opening quarter. Cause trying to get it in. They barely beat the five count. They get it in over the top to Keller. So Keller up top picks up the dribble. Right side on the wing to Metcalf. Metcalf holding it high. Still has the dribble. Not using it. Now puts it on the floor. Working it back between the rings, stepping a little bit closer to the midcourt stripe. Looking for a cut inside. They get it to her inside. Nice shot, no good. Offensive rebound, though, by Nally. Keeps it alive. There's a three on the way. That one no good. And a rebound for Holthaus and a foul on the cause. Foul on Allison Baker. That's her first. Team foul number two. 3:22 to go, first quarter. It's a 6-0 Nemaha Central lead. So the Cause still looking for their first points. Nemaha Central won both matchups last year, 52-21 and 51-24. So they were dominant over the Cause a year ago. There's an errant pass that tips and intercepted, and then we get a foul by Lutz. That's her first. That's the third turnover against Nemaha Central. Madison Lorcher, a 5'9 senior, is in the game now for the Thunder. As Metcalf brings it up the floor, gets it off to Baker, spins at the free throw line, gets it into the right corner. Keller for three. This one too strong. Battle for the rebound here to the near side, and it's finally brought away by Larkin. Another rebound for her. She's got five in the quarter. 2:45 to go in the opening minutes, or in the opening quarter, I should say. Nemaha Central, a 6-0 lead. Trying to keep the goose egg on the board. Here's Lorcher. Just checked in. Has it top of the key. Now gets it off to Ganstrom. Ganstrom waist high with the right hand. They get it to the free throw line with Rethman. She doesn't turn. She'll get it here to the right corner. This is Ganstrom. Now it's Lorcher on a cut. Beautiful pass inside. That shot is blocked at the rim. And then a rebound chased down by Lutz. And they'll reset with 2:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Nemaha Central leading 6-0. Larkin with it, top of the key. It's Lutz working towards the right wing. Picks it up there, now to the top of the key with Larkin. And we get a whistle and a three-second in the lane as Rethman didn't get out in time. Four turnovers by the Thunder. Dammy checks back in, replacing Baker. Exactly 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Cause still looking for their first points. They're down 6-0. Cause last year, they were last in the Big 7 in shooting percentage at 35%, and in points per game, they averaged just 37 points per game. And we've played over 6 minutes in this first quarter, and they still have a zero on the board. Get it into the right corner with Welch. She'll pull from there. It's an air ball and a rebound for Larkin. That's her sixth. A minute 35. Clock moving here in the first quarter. Central leading 6-0. Beautiful feed inside, but it's going to be a traveling call against Holthaus. Five turnovers now for Nemaha Central. Now the Cause get it back with 90 seconds to go here in the opening frame. 6-0 Nemaha Central. Girls contest right now. Boys will follow this evening here on KMCA. Over the top pass. They get Dammy inside. She had a step at the block, and she takes an extra step. I don't think she meant to, but it's going to be a traveling call. And now four turnovers for the Cause. Nemaha Central trying to get it up the floor quickly. They do. Rethman inside, and she'll finish. Cassidy Rethman, the 5'11 senior, her first bucket. It's 8-0. Thunder by 8. Coming up on the final minutes here in the first quarter. So here's Dammy with it, the sophomore, high left. Holds it high. Gets it to Keller, top of the key. Has it knocked away at the elbow, and it's a steal. Here's Nemaha Central in transition. They get it left side to Larkin, who fires the three. This one is an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. So back to the Cause with 42 seconds remaining in the quarter. A couple subs into the game. Ganstrom back in for Nemaha Central. Welch checks back in for the cause. So it's Nemaha Central 8, Perry LeCompton nothing, 42 seconds left here in the opening quarter. Now Nemaha Central showing full court man-to-man defense, and that's going to be a 5 count. They don't even get it in bounds, and the cause turn it over for a 6th time here in the quarter. So Nemaha Central gets it back with 42 seconds remaining in the first frame and an 8-0 lead. Henry to throw it in, right side of her own backboard. Get it to the top of the key. Holthaus, a hard drive, blocked at the rim, but a foul is called. I think they're going to get Emma Nally on this one. No correction. They call it on Tammy. That's her first. So Addie Holthaus will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 5'10 junior, 4 points, 3 rebounds a game. Last season off the bench, she is pure on the first. That is her first point of the season. 9-0 Nemaha Central. Just south of 40 seconds to go here in the first. Holthaus second on the way. Off the left side, no good. Dammy with the rebound, pushing it up the floor. Far side right, working all the way into the right corner. 33 seconds to go, nearly turned it over. But Gray gets it back, and then Gray lost it and turned it over. So Nemaha Central gets it back with now 25 seconds left and a 9-0 lead. Top of the key here with Larkin. Larkin right side to Ganstrom. Dribbles with the left hand, cuts to the free throw line to get it to Holthaus left side. Baseline drive, cut off there. Back to the top, 10 seconds to go. Right side Larkin, now 6 seconds, top of the key Holthaus. Left side to Henry, now 3 seconds. They need to get a shot up, turn, shot blocked, and then a rebound, and that's going to be the end of the first quarter. It is a tough start for the Lady Cause of Perry LeCompton as Nemaha Central has an early 9-0 lead 8 minutes in. We're back for the second quarter in just a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Perry LeCompton and Nemaha Central tonight. Girls contest entering the second quarter. And Nemaha Central, a 9-0 lead as they blank the cause in the first 8 minutes. Dammy will fire a three-pointer, trying to get that zero off the scoreboard. It's in and out, no good. And then out of bounds underneath, it'll stay with the cause 15 seconds into the second quarter. Ella Larkin, 4 points to lead the Thunder in the first quarter, 2 apiece from Rethman and Lutz, and then Holthaus had a point via the charity stripe. Dammy, a drive, reverse layup, trickles it in, and the cause are on the board. Taylor Dammy with 2 points, and it's the first bucket for the cause, and then we get an offensive foul on the other end. Ganstrom picks up her second foul. Dammy took the charge. The 6th turnover against Nemaha Central. Their lead is 9-2. A little full court pressure here. Cause break it though, and then off the knee, and should have a jump ball here, and that's what we're going to get. That was Welch who lost it and fumbled it to the floor, and then Ganstrom able to get a hand on it for the jump ball, so it's a turnover as Nemaha Central will get it back. Thunder lead 9-2 early on here in the second quarter. Here's Henry with it. Trying to set something up left side for Henry. Closed out quickly by Welch. There's an offensive rebound. Stick back try is good by Addie Holthaus. That's her first field goal. And the lead back to 9, 11-2. And then we get a whistle and a traveling call against Dammy, who got knocked to the floor. 9 turnovers in the first half here for the cause. Omaha Central's defense really has caused some issues for Perry LeCompton. They settle here in the half court. Top of the key with Ganstrom. Right side to Henry. She holds it high, has the dribble, doesn't use it. Holthaus top of the key. Deep three. This one is no good. Chasing it here to the near side, and it's going to be Omaha Central ball, last touched by the cause. A couple subs back into the game. Brooke Metcalf is in. Also, Emma Nally checks back in as well for the cause. Henry throws it in. Gets it high right to Ganstrom, working back towards the center of the floor. Now it's Holthaus top of the key. Henry right side on the wing, looking for a cutting Ganstrom, not there. Holthaus has it, gets a high ball screen, doesn't use it, hands it off to Henry. Henry now working towards the left corner, turns, and kicks it back to the top of the key. Holthaus gets a step, and she's called for a travel. 7 turnovers now for the Thunder. They lead Perry LeCompton here 11-2 with 6:13 left until halftime. Now showing kind of a half-court man-to-man pressure, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with the cause. Nice double team there by Henry and Holthaus, putting the pressure on Brooke Metcalf. 6:06 to go here in the second quarter. Get it to Metcalf, top of the key, returning starter from a year ago, averaged 5 points, 4 rebounds a contest. Here's Keller with it, lost it on the floor, and then trickles away, and it's going to be a turnover. 10 turnovers now for the cause. Right side to Larkin. Holthaus gets it inside, had the position to make the bucket, and the rebound is brought down by Metcalf, and then she is whacked to the floor. Foul on Omaha Central. It's going to be against Ella Larkin. That is her first. Team foul number 4. Holthaus probably wanted that one back. She had the great position there on the near side block and just missed the layup inside. Tipped out of bounds here on the sideline. Cause will keep it. 5:35 left until halftime. They trail Omaha Central 11-2. So here's Metcalf, receives the inbounds pass between the rings, gets a handoff, wants to drive, had it knocked away but gets it back, working back towards the left wing, now working back towards the center of the floor. She'll reset. Right side to Nally. Nally, a couple ball fakes there, top of the key to Baker. Baker now working left side to Metcalf, and we get a whistle and another travel. 11 turnovers in the half, 4 here in the quarter. Score remains 11-2, Omaha Central, as they work it up the floor slowly. And then they throw it away. Holthaus thought Larkin was going one way, and she went the other and then threw the pass out of bounds. So Dammy checks back in for the cause, replacing Baker. Metcalf receives the inbounds pass. Far side of the floor to Welch. Gets it back to Metcalf, just 2 steps in front of the midcourt stripe. She's doubled, gets rid of it. Here's Keller, splits 2. Her shot is up and trickles in. Campbell Keller, the 5'7 senior. Averaged 8 points per game a year ago, and it's now 11-4 in Omaha Central. 4:40 to go until halftime. Here's a baseline drive, difficult shot, but Holthaus there on the backside for the rebound. Here's a 3 on the way. It's another air ball and another offensive rebound. Stick back this time by Larkin is good. She's got 6 points and 7 rebounds here in the first half. And the lead back to 9 for Omaha Central. It's 13-4. Dammy, a J from the elbow. This one no good. A rebound for Rethman. Omaha Central pushing the other way. Henry, cross-court pass. Gets it to Ganstrom. Inside, Holthaus turning on Dammy. Trying to make a move. Shot blocked by Dammy. Tipped away. On the rebound, it is pulled down by Ganstrom. They'll reset. Halfway into the second quarter, and we get a whistle and a timeout. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Omaha Central 13, Perry LeCompton 4, 4:01 left until halftime. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
4:01 left until halftime here in the girls' contest here from Perry LeCompton High School. Cause trailing the visiting Thunder of Nemaha Central 13-4. Out of the timeout, Thunder with the basketball, right side to Ganstrom on the wing. Working on Metcalf. Now they reverse the basketball. Bring it back here to the right side. Ganstrom on the wing. Up top with Roosh, who has just checked into the game, a 5'2 junior. She'll pull up for two and knocks it in. Ellie Roosh, a 5'2 junior. Makes it 15-4. Now Perry LeCompton wants to burn a timeout. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. 3:36 to go until halftime. Nemaha Central with a 15-4 lead. Again, our broadcast tonight brought to you by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu. Kirk Hillman back in studio. Brandon Tadman with you from Perry LeCompton High School. Of course, we'll have the boys contest to follow. There should be a good one as well this evening. Got great games across our airwaves here tonight. Do have an update on 103.9 KNZA, Jackson Heights and Royal Valley girls at the half, and it's all Jackson Heights there, 34-11. Johnny Kane has the call for that one. We got 3:36 until halftime here. Cause trailing the Thunder 15-4. So out of the timeout, Metcalf working it up the floor for the Cause. Splits a double team, top of the key, nearly traveled. Gets it off to Gray, who fires a three, this time not there. And a rebound for Larkin. She has lived on the glass here in the first half. Here's Roosh, and she's called for a travel. .319 to go. Second quarter, 15-4, Nemaha Central. It has been a struggle offensively for the Cause here in the first half under first-year head coach Joey Franzita. Metcalf works it up the floor. Here comes the double team. Splits it, able to get the pass off to Baker. Now hands it off to Welch, who drives baseline. A lot of contact, and we're going to whistle and a foul. It was away from the ball. It's going to be on Larkin, I believe, and that's her second. Team foul number 5 against Nemaha Central. Haley Wirtz, the 5'7 senior, has checked into the game for the Thunder. And then the pass is saved by Dammy, but right into the hands of Holthouse, who wants to go coast to coast and lays it in with the left hand, fundamentally. Off the right foot, finished with the left, 17-4. Holthouse has 5. 2:50 to go until halftime. Quick pull up Jay, it's an air ball, but an offensive rebound and stick back is up and in by Dammy. She's got 4 and a chance for a 3-point play. Wirtz, who just checked in for the Thunder, picks up the foul. It is the 6th team foul. Keller checks back in for the Cause. So Dammy at the line as a freshman, over 8 points and 6 rebounds per game as a freshman. She misses the free throw. And the rebound to Rethman. 2:40 to go until halftime. 17-6, Nemaha Central. Roosh drives, kicks it right corner to Henry. She'll fire a three, this time not there. Dammy pulls down the rebound with authority. That's her fourth rebound here in the first half. Here's Keller up the floor. We'll reset here up top with Metcalf. Shaded a little more to her left. She has the dribble. Wants a pass inside. Arrett picked off. Emaw Central trying to push. She'll slow it down. It wasn't there. Top of the key with Rethman. Swings it here right side to Wirtz. Wirtz gets a ball screen. Works to the elbow. Stops there. Turns and gets it back to Roosh. Roosh picks up the dribble after two bounces. Finds her teammate Henry. They get it to the left side now. Holthouse has it. Under 2 minutes to go here until the half. 17-6, Nemaha Central. Here at Perry LeCompton. Big 7 basketball here tonight for you. Left side of the floor, it's Wirtz. Tried to find Holthouse on a cut. It wasn't there. Now Henry drives baseline. Back down into the corner. Now Wirtz has it. Now Holthouse top of the key. Under 90 seconds to go. They get it to Rethman at the free throw line. They'll reset with Henry up top. Rethman, free throw line. Turns, gets to the block. Has to kick it out. Maybe got away with a walk. Here's a long two by Roosh. This one in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Allison Baker. Here's Keller up the floor. Metcalf in the right corner. Works out of a little bit of trouble. Now down to the final minutes here in the second quarter. Cause with it, trailing Nemaha Central 17-6. So offensively, certainly a struggle for both teams, more so for the Cause here. Here's a drive. That shot is up and no good by Keller, and a rebound brought down by Addie Holthouse, her fourth here in the first half. Final 40 seconds here in the second quarter. 17-6, an 11-point lead for the Thunder. They are slowing it down. We'll see if they want to use all the time here. Left side to Wirtz, top of the key to Henry. Henry gets a screen, not much with it, backs up into the right corner. They want to go inside. Here's Rethman, turns, fires on the block, good defense, partially blocked. Dammy gets the rebound, 20 seconds to go. Now the Cause have a chance at the last shot. Walked up the floor by Campbell Keller, four-year varsity player. Right side to Dammy, holds it high, now 10 seconds on the clock. It's about 24 feet away from the basket, skips it left side to Keller. Keller fires a three, got it. A huge three, Campbell Keller, she's got five, and that's going to end the first half. So that's a big bucket for the Cause heading into the half. Both teams struggle offensively. 17-9, Nemaha Central here at the half. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. Halftime in the girls' game. Nemaha Central 17, Perry LeCompton 9. More after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Holton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Holton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course or jetting off to some popular vacation spots or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Halftime coverage from Perry LeCompton High School. Our girls contest, 17-9, low scoring. Nemaha Central in front of the cause. Get our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. A quarter of the way through our broadcast here tonight. Of course, you have the second half of the girls game coming up here in just a little bit. And then the boys contest will follow that. Let's get you some first half numbers again. 17-9, Nemaha Central. It was a 9-0 Thunder lead at the end of one quarter. They blanked the cause, but the cause did rally back and outscored Nemaha Central 9-8 in the second quarter. Both teams struggling on the offensive end. Again, more so for Perry LeCompton, but they got a big three by Campbell Keller right at about the buzzer in the second quarter there to get a much-needed basket heading into the halftime break. And for Nemaha Central, they were led in the first half by Ella Larkin, the 5'8 junior. 6 points and 8 rebounds. Addie Holthaus adding 5 points and 4 rebounds. And then 2 points apiece from Cassidy Rethman and Marley Lutz. And then also 2 points as well from Ellie Roosh. Again, cause with just 9 points from two players. Campbell Keller with 5, including that 3 we just mentioned right before halftime. And then the 6-foot sophomore Taylor Dammy had 4 points and 5 rebounds as well. Some other numbers in the first half. 13 turnovers for the cause, 9 for the Thunder. Thunder out-rebounded Perry LeCompton 17-11. Not many free throws either. Nemaha Central just 1-3 at the foul line, and Perry LeCompton just had one opportunity at the foul stripe, and they missed that opportunity. So again, not many free throws. Not many fouls. I will say it was a well-called game in the first half, letting them play. So just the shots were not falling for either team. Again, in our girls' contest at the half, Nemaha Central 17, Perry LeCompton 9. Take another timeout. We'll have more halftime coverage right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Kilman in studio, Brandon Sadman, that's me, here up high in the bleachers at Perry LeCompton High School. Girls contest at the half, Nemaha Central on the road, a 17-9 advantage at halftime. Again, coming up, our boys contest. This one should be a pretty intriguing matchup, no doubt about it. Perry LeCompton coming off a 13-8 record from a season ago. They went 9-5 in Big 7 league play. Matt Simmons, first year as head coach. Thunder are under 26th year head coach John Thomas. Thunder were 14-6 a year ago. They play second in the Big 7 league with a 11-3 record. Both have a lot of returning pieces and plenty of athletes, and boys contest will be very intriguing coming up at the conclusion of the girls contest here tonight. Again, girls game at the half. Nemaha Central 17, Perry LeCompton 9. When we come back, second half gets going here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, getting ready to start the second half here in the girls' game. It's Nemaha Central 17, Perry LeCompton 9. Again, our broadcast tonight brought to you by Peru State College. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Braden Tadman. Getting you set for the third quarter as we'll switch sides of the floor. Cause will now go from left to right. Nemaha Central from right to left here in the second half. For the Cause trailing 17-9, they get the opening possession here in the third quarter, and we're underway. Here's Baker with it. Now Dammy has it high right, has the dribble, puts it down once, hands it off to her teammate Keller. Keller at the top of the key, turns here to the right side, gets it off to Welsh. Welsh comes around to Dammy's screen, not much with it, stands at the top of the key and hands it right off to Dammy. High right, about 25 out from the basket. Now it's Keller. Gets the ball to Welch. They get Dammy on a cut. Beautifully set. And the layup is good. So Dammy now with 6 points. And it's all of a sudden a 6-point game. And we get a whistle and a blocking foul. This is going to go against Dammy. That is her second. And the first foul on either side here in the second half. I believe it was on the floor, and it was. So about 40 seconds into the third quarter, all of a sudden, for as much of a struggle it's been offensively for the Cause, there's a tip pass and a near steal, and they're going to get Dammy with another foul. No, they're going to call that on Holthouse, as they both battled for it after a tipped pass inside. Thought they were going to call it on Dammy. She'll come out, but they get the foul there on Holthouse. That is her first, and the first team foul on the Thunder here in the second half. So quietly, the Cause are sneaking back into it, down 6, 17-11. They have the ball. Keller in the right corner, drives, gets to the block, throws up a tough shot. That one no good, and the rebound ripped away by Rethman. That's her fourth. 1:05 into the third quarter, 17-11, Nemaha Central. They go to Holthouse inside, turns, fires. Her shot is short, gets her own rebound, fades away. Second opportunity no good, and then a rebound for the Cause. Metcalf wants to push. Now she'll slow it up. 17-11. Cause trailing by 6 here early in the third quarter. Get it to the top of the key with Keller. Keller left side. Metcalf wants to fire a 3. Not there this time. And a whistle and a foul underneath. I think it's going against Nemaha Central. I think it's on Cassidy Rethman. That is her first. And the second team foul, as Dammy is quickly back into the game. She'll take Nally's spot. So a chance to get back to within four, maybe even three here on this possession for the cause. Dribble handoff to Metcalf. Now picks it up on the left wing. Quickly doubled. Now Dammy curls here to the free throw line. Now backs up. Thought about a step back three. Turns it down. Gets it right back to Metcalf left wing. She'll drive. Past the free throw line, all the way to the bucket, lays it in with the right hand. Brooke Metcalf, her first two, and it's all of a sudden a four-point game. 17-13, Thunder have their lead trimmed to four. There's a missed three by Holthouse, and then a rebound chase down into the corner by Metcalf. So here come the cause to start the second half. Two-plus minutes into the third, they're down 17-13. Left side on the wing, it's Welch, holding it above her head, gets Dammy at the top of the key. Swings it here right wing to Keller. Keller, no hesitation, nearly banked in a long three. Battle for the rebound. And we get a whistle and a foul. No correction, it's going to be a jump ball as a few bodies hit the floor, but the possession arrow will give it back to Nemaha Central. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. So the Thunder taking a quick 30. They have seen their lead trimmed down to four here. With just over 2 minutes into this third quarter, it's 17-13. Nemaha Central in front. Ella Larkin, 6 points to lead the way for the Thunder. 5 for Maddie Holthouse. 6 points for Dammy to lead the cause. 5 as well from Keller. Coming out of the quick timeout. And the crowd starting to pick up a little bit. These Big Seven league foes. Of course, Nemaha Central won their fourth league title in a row last year. Perry LeCompton finished seventh. And that is not last in the Big Seven, if you believe that. There are 8 teams in the Big Seven. So out of the timeout, Thunder with the basketball. They get it inside. Now kicks it out to the left corner. Gannstrom a three. Got it. Karen Gannstrom. Big bucket for her. That's her first basket. And the lead back to 7. It's 20-13. There's a difficult drive inside. Shot missed. And the ball is saved underneath by Larkin. That's another rebound for her. Now Henry wants to push it up the floor. Gets it short corner right. She's bumped and fouled. Stops the clock at 4:58 here in the third quarter. Cause foul on Brooke Metcalf, her first. Correction, her second. Both teams with 2 fouls apiece here in the third quarter. Kendall Gray checks in. Nemaha Central gets it to Holthouse, left elbow. Turns, gets it to Roosh in the left corner. Dribbles out of some trouble, gets it back to Holthouse, who then hands it off to Gannstrom. They'll reset. There's a drive by Roosh. Back to Gannstrom. Top of the key. And they're going to call an illegal screen on Holthouse. That'll be her second foul. And the first turnover here in the third quarter by Nemaha Central. 4:35 clock moving third quarter. 20-13. Nemaha Central with a 7-point lead. Here's Gray in the left corner. Top of the key to Baker. Baker gets it off to Keller, who works her way back to the top of the key between the rings out high. Picks up the dribble, left side on the wing to Baker. Baker puts it on the dribble, works it inside in the paint, kicks it back top of the key. Keller wanted a three, instead she'll drive, and she's called for a double dribble. Turnover, Perry LeCompton gives it back to Nemaha Central with 4:13 left in the third as they hold a 20-13 lead. Here's Gannstrom up the floor. Stops at the top of the key, almost pulled the trigger on a three, instead turns it down, gets it off to Roosh. Roosh puts the dribble down, now gets it off to Rethman, dribbles around the arc from left to right, stops at the top of the key and hands it off to Gannstrom. Now Gannstrom waist high with the right hand, dribbles towards Roosh, gets it to her on the right wing. Now at the free throw line, it's Holthouse, swatted at the rim by Dammy, out of bounds, and it'll stay with Nemaha Central. Good defensive effort by the 6-foot sophomore. Nally checks back in for the cause, replacing Baker. Thunder to throw it in, up 7, 20-13 with 3:45 here left in the third. Gannstrom gets it in, left corner to Larkin. Larkin up top to Roosh. Roosh works around the arc, stops high right, gets it to Rethman at the free throw line, who hands it right back to Holthaus, top of the key. Here's Gannstrom towards the right corner. Now it's Rethman working inside, beautifully done. Her shot is blocked from behind, and the foul's going to be called against Nally. That is her first. That'll send Cassidy Rethman to the free throw line to shoot two. 3:28 left here in the third quarter. Omaha Central 20, Perry Lecompton 13. First free throw up and no good by Rethman. As a junior a season ago, saw some varsity time off the bench, just averaged 2 points and two rebounds a game, but a starter this year, her senior season. Second one on the way. This one is no good as well. She goes 0 for 2 in the rebound by Kendall Gray. Gray pushing in transition, gets it off to Welch. Welch quickly trapped and then gets it back to Gray in the left corner. She lost the handle, tipped up in the air, and a turnover. Taken away by Gannstrom for Omaha Central. 7-point lead for him, approaching 3 minutes to go. Inside to Holthaus, they left her open, shot up no good, but another foul. So now Holthaus will go to the free throw line. Perry Lecompton foul. Called on Nally, that is her second. So Addie Holthaus will shoot two. She's got 5 points, five rebounds. 1 of 2 at the line, make it 1 of 3 as off left side on the first. Couple subs into the game. Marley Lutz and Mackenzie Henry check back in for Omaha Central. And Madeline Welch will check back in for Perry Lecompton. Second free throw for Holthaus is good. She's now 2 of 4 at the line. She has 6 points in the game. And the lead is 8. 21-13. Omaha Central coming up on 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Metcalf. Barely gets it across the timeline in time. Good defense by Roosh. Roosh forcing a pickup in a near backcourt, but able to get it away. Looking inside, pass intercepted. Taken away by Holthaus. She works it up in transition, right side to Roosh in the corner. Ball fake. Gets it to the free throw line. Good execution. Gets it to Gannstrom. Left side three. Missed it. A little strong, but Roosh trying to chase the rebound down. Lost the handle. It's out on her. And it will be Perry Lecompton basketball. Good ball movement to get Gannstrom a wide open look in the corner. Just unable to knock it down. So Welch to throw it in. Gets it off to Metcalf. And good man-to-man defense here by Roosh. Showing the pressure there on Metcalf. Now Welch has it right wing. Not much of the screen there by Baker, but Baker gets it back. Now throws it to the left wing to Gray. Gray, a baseline drive, runs right into a tough double team, but able to get the pass off to Metcalf, who works it back to the top of the key. 2:15 to go, third quarter. 21-13, Omaha Central by 8. There's an errant pass, and it's going to be taken away by Lutz. And another turnover for Perry Lecompton, their fourth here in the third. Holthaus inside, back to Gannstrom, fakes the shot. Now it's going to be Henry for three, and she banks it in. Banks open late here tonight. Mackenzie Henry, her first triple, and the lead is ballooned back to 11 at 24-13. Final minute, 50 to go here in the third quarter. The Cause had gotten it to within 17-13, but a 7-0 run by Omaha Central. Nice entry pass inside, free throws coming up for Allison Baker, the 5'9 senior for the Cause, who averaged 8 rebounds a season ago with nearly 4 points per game. Gannstrom picks up her third, stops the clock at 1:40. Allison Baker has not scored in this ball game tonight. She does have a rebound, but she knocks down the first free throw, gets her first point of the season. Couple subs into the game. Larkin back in for Omaha Central. Nally checks back in. And also Keller for the Cause. 24-14, Omaha Central. Another free throw coming up here for Allison Baker. Second one on the way, and she's perfect. 2 for 2. She's got 2 points. And we get a whistle and a full timeout called by Joey Franzita of Perry Lecompton. Nemaha Central 24, Perry LeCompton 15, Buck 40 left to go in quarter number three. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Find great values for your Christmas shopping now at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Save 20% on all regular priced outerwear. Save 15% on all jeans, denim, overalls, and shirts. And save 20% on all toys. Heinen True Value have name brand toys by Tommy and Bruder and clothing by Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in as the clothing specials end December 4th. Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Kirk Kilman, Brandon Tadman with you. Girls contest tonight, Big 7 league action. Minute 40 to go, quarter number 3. Nemaha Central with the ball out of the timeout, leading here at Perry LeCompton, 24 to 15. Working in the half court now, it's Lutz. Henry backs up into the right corner. They want to go inside. They get it to Lutz. Works it on the block. Her shot is blocked by Nally, and Nally pulls away a rebound and then turns it over. And then we get a whistle and a jump ball underneath. And the possession arrow will give it back to Perry LeCompton with a minute 15 to go. Here the cause up the floor. At the free throw line, it's Baker, had it knocked away, but able to save a turnover. Here's a deep three, it's an air ball out of bounds back to Nemaha Central. So the Thunder quickly work it up the floor. Cause going to get back, and Nemaha Central is going to earn two free throws out of this. I believe that's Madison Lortcher, who is going to earn a trip to the line. She's not scored in this game, has seen just a few minutes to this point, just 54 seconds remaining in the third. The foul was on Nally. That is her third. Team foul number 5. Lortcher, a 5'9 senior, just a bit short on the first free throw. 24-15, Nemaha Central by 9 late here in the third quarter. Lortcher will have a second free throw. This one on the way. This one too strong. Rebound for the cause by Nally. So here come the cause quickly up the floor with Keller. Keller picks it up at the elbow. Gets it off to Welch in the corner. Back to Keller, who wants to reset with 42 seconds remaining here in the third. Left side to Nally. Top of the key. Baker on a three. This one short. Rebound Roosh. 30 seconds to go. We'll see if Nemaha Central plays for the final shot. Instead, Henry gets a wide open look from three. She's off. No good. But an offensive rebound stick back try is up and in for Ella Larkin, who's been quiet since the first half. But an offensive rebound stick back there. She's got 8, and the cause throw it away. So with 15 seconds left, Thunder will get an opportunity for the final shot with an 11-point lead. 5 turnovers here in the quarter for the cause, 18 in the game. 15.1 seconds remaining here in quarter number 3, 26-15, Nemaha Central. Thunder to throw it in underneath their own bucket. Beautiful design on the inbounds play, and it's an easy layup for Addie Holthouse. 8 points for her, and it's 28-15, largest lead for the Thunder in this ball game. Just 5 seconds to work. They get it right side to Welch. Welch had it knocked away, saved, and that's going to be a turnover, and that's going to be the end of quarter number 3. Strong finish by the Thunder to close out the third. They have a 13-point advantage here at Perry LeCompton. 28-15, 8 minutes to go in the girls' contest. We'll step aside. Fourth quarter coming your way next.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. as in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Do the Lady Cons have a push in them? They're down 28-15 as we start the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central with the ball and the lead to get things going here in the final frame. They get it inside, free throw line to Luch. She'll turn and fire, nearly knocked it down, trying to fight for her own rebound, and it's taken away by Baker for the cause. They get it up the floor. Dammy gets away with a walk, but she lays it in for two. 8 points for Taylor Dammy, and that's big shot to start the fourth. Get it back to within 11 at 28-17, 40 seconds into the fourth. Thunder will slow it down a little bit. Top of the key here to Henry. Henry works around a ball screen, gets to the short corner left, and then backs out into the corner. They want to go inside. Lutz had it knocked away. Dammy comes away with a steal. And then Dammy lost it off her own foot, and it's going to be out of bounds, but last touch by Nemaha Central. Thunder outscored the cause 11-6 in the third quarter. Been a struggle offensively for both teams tonight, but the 11 points by Nemaha Central, the highest scoring quarter for either team. Here's a tough shot inside, a blocked shot, but a foul's going to be called. That's going to send Madeline Welch to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul was on Mackenzie Henry. That is her first. So Welch, a 5'5 senior at the line, and she missed everything on the first free throw. She has yet to score in this game. She has collected a rebound. Second one on the way. She's able to knock that one down for her first point. Back to a 10-point lead for Nemaha Central, 28-18, 6:51 to go here in the game. Cause had a push in the third quarter. Got it back to within four, but Central able to build their lead back up to his highest 13, and now it's a 10-point lead at 28-18, under 6:40 to go. Henry skips it, short corner right. This is Lutz, out top of the key with Larkin, who's been quiet since the first half. Holthaus on a drive, a lot of contact, count it, and the foul. Addie Holthaus, first player in double figures. She has 10 and a chance at a 3-point play. 10 points, 5 rebounds for the 5'10 junior. Trying to cap it off at the free throw. Nothing but nylon. She's got 11. And the lead back to 13 at 31-18. It's the largest lead for Nemaha Central tonight. 6:25 to go in the game. Here come the calls from left to right. This is Metcalf. Gets it off to Baker. High right. Wants Dammy on a cut, but good deflected pass there inside. And Nemaha Central comes away with a steal. Thunder throw it here to the near side. Gantstrom, ball fakes on a three, bouncing it back to the top of the key. Here's a three. That one no good. Tipped, and Addie Holthaus is going to be called for an over and back. That missed three by Larkin. So Holthaus picks up her third. And team foul number six. So both teams, the rest of the game, will be in the bonus. Oh, there's a pass that's deflected. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the cause. Gantstrom and Metcalf kind of collided a little bit. Both players seem to be okay. Back to it. Under 6 minutes to go. 31-18, Nemaha Central. Collins with the basketball. Bouncing it to Dammy. It goes right under her hands and out of bounds. Unforced turnover there. Turnovers piling up. Now 21 turnovers in the game for Perry LeCompton. Central gets it back. Leading by 13, their largest lead of the game. Here's Henry, had it knocked away, but picks it up in the short corner. Little floater with the right hand. That one no good. Out of bounds. Last touch by Perry LeCompton. Thunder keep it underneath their own bucket. Welch checking in for the cause. She replaces Keller. So Gantstrom to throw it in. Nice play again on the inbounds pass, and the finish by Larkin, who is now into double figures with 10 and the largest lead for Nemaha Central at 15. It's 33-18. We're under 5.5 minutes to go in the game. Boys contest will follow. There's another pass that's deflected inside and another steal for Nemaha Central. Here's Ellie Rouge pushing the pace. Beautiful pass inside. Easy bucket for Addie Holthouse. And now the Thunder cruising along. 35-18 is their lead with 5 minutes to go. Holthouse 13 points and 5 rebounds, and the Cavs want to take a timeout. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. Exactly 5 minutes to go in this game. The lead now 35-18 for Nemaha Central. You heard it on 103.9 KNZA tonight, girls' final. Jackson Heights 61, Royal Valley 30. Got to update you on some scores as we continue to roll along here tonight on the first full Friday night of high school hoops here in the state. Again, Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thank you for joining us. It looks like this turned into a full timeout. No worries there. We'll keep it busy here for another half a minute. Nemaha Central led 9-0 at the end of the first quarter. 17-9 was their lead at halftime. They outscored the Cavs 11-6 in quarter number 3, led 28-15 after 3, and they have started this quarter on a 7-0 run, and it's 35-18 with exactly 5 minutes to go into the game. Dammy, Baker, Keller, Welch, and Metcalf, the 5 on the floor for the Cavs. You got Henry, Ganstrom, Roosh, Holthouse, and Larkin, the 5 on the floor for Nemaha Central. So out of the timeout, Cavs with it. Holthouse deflecting a pass out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cavs. 4:52 to go. More people slowly working their way inside the gymnasium. Boys contest will be an entertaining one for sure tonight. Metcalf picks up her dribble prematurely. Roosh again, great defense, but able to get it off to Baker. Baker to Keller for 3. It's an air ball, but Dammy able to chase down the rebound, and then she threw it away. Nemaha Central pushing the pace. Beautiful feed. Ganstrom open 3. This one no good, but a rebound for Holthouse, and then her shot is deflected and taken away by the Cavs. Want Dammy inside, good positioning, reverse layup is good. Taylor Dammy into double figures with 10 points, and it's 35-20, and now a hard collision between Dammy and Larkin. And that got the gym quiet real quick. Both players are up. Larkin limps off the floor, appears to be okay. Rethman will check in for her. Dammy will stay in. But for a second, that looked much worse than it turned out to be. 4:10 to go in the game, 35-20. Nemaha Central by 15. Thunder with the basketball. They get the entry pass up to Henry, top of the key. Now, Cavs are sitting in a 2-1-2 zone defense. And then they force a turnover, pass to Roosh from Ganstrom, a little long and out of bounds. But the Cavs get it back, just over 4 minutes to go in the game, down 15. Central will continue to show a little bit of pressure into the full court. Metcalf working it up the floor from left to right. Bounces it here to the near side to Welch. Gets it right back. Takes it all the way to the 10. Long shot. Kind of a floating shot. No good. A rebound for Holthouse. Holthouse. Oh, they had a wide open player inside. That was Rethman, but underneath her hands and out of bounds. And another turnover back to the Cavs with 3:46 to go. Nemaha Central 35, Perry LeCompton 20. Here's Keller. Crossing over across the timeline from left to right. Picks up the dribble, gets it off to Welch. Top of the key to Dammy. Dammy looks left, swings it right into the corner. This is Baker. Drives, looks for Dammy on a cut, tipped out of bounds. And it stays here with the Cavs with 3:32 left in the game. Metcalf to throw it in. Right side of her own backboard. They get it to Keller, open for three. This one not there, and a rebound brought down by Cassidy Rethman. Her fifth rebound to go along with a couple of points. 35-20, Nemaha Central, 3:20 to go in the game. They leave Holthaus wide open underneath. Miscommunication on defense, and Holthaus now with 15 to lead all scores. And the lead is 17, 37-20. Just over 3 minutes to go in the game. Here's Dammy, top of the key, works around a screen by Metcalf, wants to step back, probably got away with a travel, no call, and then her pass is sipped out of bounds by Roosh. It'll stay with the cause, another sub, Larkin back in after taking that hard contact and collision with Dammy just a couple minutes ago. So Larkin back in, Kendall Gray checks back in for the cause as well, she replaces Welch. 2:55 left in the game, it's Nemaha Central by 17 at 37-20. Here's Metcalf for the cause, hands it off to Dammy, holds it high above her head, now top of the key, pass to Keller. Keller doesn't use the dribble, gets it off to Metcalf, wants Dammy on a cut, and we get a whistle and a foul. Leave it's going to be on Holthaus. This will put Dammy at the line for a 1-1. That's the fourth foul on Holthaus. 10 points. 6 rebounds for Dammy here tonight. She's 0-for-1 at the line. And she's able to knock that one down, so she'll get the bonus. Now with 11 points. The lead is 16 for Nemaha Central at 37-21. There's 2:44 left in the game. Second free throw. Taking her time. On the way. Too strong. Rebound for Rethman. Nemaha Central will slow it down. Mackenzie Henry works it up the floor. Top of the key. Cost still showing a 2-1-2 zone defense. Final 2:30 to go in the game. It's a 16-point Nemaha Central lead. Bounce pass to Larkin here left side. They want Holthaus on the entry pass. Swings it to the right corner. Good usage of the entry pass. Working it around the perimeter. They get it to Rethman inside. Split the double team. Her shot's no good. And a rebound by Allison Baker. Baker wants to get it up the floor, does to Dammy. Shot on the floor, or foul on the floor before the shot. That'll still put Dammy at the free throw line for a 1-1. The foul is against Mackenzie Henry. That is her second. Team foul number 8 on Nemaha Central. So Dammy right back to the line to shoot a 1-1. 2:09 left in the game, 37-21. Nemaha Central's lead is 16. Dammy at the line, first free throw up and in. She's 2-for-4 now at the charity stripe, leading the cause in scoring with 12. Next closest is Keller with 5, and Keller scored all 5 of those points in the first half. Second one is missed, rebound for Cassidy Rethman. She's grabbed a few rebounds here early on in the fourth quarter. 2 minutes to go in the game. It's a 15-point Nemaha Central lead. Larkin, no headsy on a three. This one's strong, and a rebound brought down by Baker. They get it up the floor. Dammy has it stripped away and stolen by Larkin. Larkin, head of steam down the middle. Euro step, has it knocked away, and it's going to be a steal. Cause come away with it. Kind of a wild sequence up and back there, but the Cause have it right now down 15 with 95 seconds to go, and we get a whistle and a foul on a drive from Keller. That's going to put her at the free throw line. They get Gantstrom with the foul. That is her fourth. Team foul number 9. So they're going to say it's on the shot, so Keller will shoot 2. 5'7 senior, 5 points for her tonight. No good on the first free throw. 37-22. I think Nemaha Central wants to take a timeout. They're going to burn a 30. We'll take one as well. 94 seconds remaining in the game. Nemaha Central with a 37-22 lead. Back in a quick 30 seconds here on KMZA.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Final 94 seconds remaining in the girls' contest. Nemaha Central 37, Perry LeCompton 22. Keller, one more free throw out of the timeout. She missed them both. Tipped out of bounds, but last touch by Nemaha Central, so the Cause get it. With a minute 32 to go, but down 15. The Cause did not score in the first quarter. They were blanked. It was 9-0 Nemaha Central after one. It battled back, got to within four in the third. Dammy on a drive, baseline right, and she'll draw the foul, and she'll go back to the line to shoot a pair. And that's the fifth foul on Addie Holthouse, and she is fouled out of the game. The leading scorer tonight, 15 points and 7 rebounds. So a solid night for Addie Holthouse. She will exit with a minute 29 to go. Dammy with two free throws coming up. 37-22, Nemaha Central by 15. First free throw hits the rim four times and falls off, no good. Dammy leads the Cause with 12, and she missed them both. Rebound by Larkin, who now has a double-double. Gantstrom across the timeline, angles left, nice bounce pass inside, layup try no good, but a rebound by Allison Baker. They want Dammy on the steal or on the break, and pass was too strong, and coming away with it is Nemaha Central with 65 seconds to go, so now they're going to stop, slow things down with 1 minute to go and a 15-point lead. Here's Gantstrom, top of the key, left side, this is Lorcher. One dribble to Rethman. There's a drive by Gantstrom. A lot of contact. No call there. And a rebound pulled down by Keller, quickly working it up the floor. Steps back into a deep three. Just barely grazes the front of the rim. Offensive rebound by Gray. Not there. Gets another offensive rebound. Dammy will fire a deep three. That one's no good. And then we get a whistle and a tie-up inside. And I think they called a foul against Perry LeCompton with 31 and a half seconds remaining. They do call it on Kendall Gray. That is her first. So this will send Madison Lorcher to the free throw line. She has not scored yet. This will be a 1-1. She did have a couple opportunities earlier at the line. She missed two, but she knocks that one down for her first point of the season. 38-22. Largest lead has been 17. Nemaha Central, final 31 and a half seconds remaining. So the Thunder going to start the season 1-0. A second free throw by Lorcher is no good. 38-22, final 25 seconds. Here's a shot by Keller inside. It's an air ball and a rebound for Gantstrom. So final 16 seconds. Here's Lorcher, has it tipped away, but Larkin gets it up top. Final 10 seconds, they're going to hold it off, and that's going to do it. So the Cause will back off, and the Nemaha Central Lady Thunder opening the season with a win on the road. 38-22, the final score. Coming up next, it's our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Again, in the girls' contest, final, Nemaha Central 38, Perry LeCompton 22. Postgame next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Commute. Community Healthcare System is proud to announce the addition of orthopedic services at our Onega Hospital. Dr. Heidi Smith will provide care for a wide variety of general orthopedic complaints and injuries in patients of all ages every other Wednesday starting August 11th. Dr. Smith has additional specialty training in sports medicine and arthroscopy, and her specialty is orthopedic surgery. At Community Healthcare System, we're proud to offer the services our communities need. Call us today to make your appointment with Dr. Smith or our other visiting specialists. Visit chcsks.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
FM KMZA.
Post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Halfway through our broadcast tonight, the girls' final. It was Nemaha Central defeating Barry Lecompton 38-22. Let's get you the numbers from that ball game. We'll start with Nemaha Central. They were led in scoring by Addie Holthaus, 15 points, go along with 7 rebounds. She was 3 of 5 at the free throw line. A double-double for Ella Larkin, 10 points and 11 rebounds. 3 points apiece from Mackenzie Henry and Taryn Ganstrom, and then 2 points apiece from Cassidy Rethman, Ellie Roosh, and Marley Lutz, and then Madison Lorcher had 1 point as well. Nemaha Central, 30 rebounds. They went 4 of 12 at the line and committed 16 turnovers. Barry Lecompton starting the year 0-1, led in scoring by Taylor Dammy, the lone player in double figures, 12 points and 6 rebounds, 5 apiece from Campbell Keller, just 5 from Keller, and then 3 apiece from Kendall Gray and Emma Nally, 2 points apiece from Allison Baker and Brooke Metcalf, and then Madeline Welch had a point as well. Cause committed 24 turnovers. They were 5 of 13 at the free throw line and had 24 rebounds. All right, so we're in between ball games here, but first we need to announce our girls' player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, the Lady Thunder, they were led by Addie Holthaus, the 5'10 junior. We'll stick with her. How about 15 points and 7 rebounds? She was 3 of 5 at the line, but certainly a force. She ended up fouling out late in the game, but did her damage to help the Thunder get the win tonight, 38-22. So Addie Holthaus, 15 points and 7 rebounds, our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast for the girls' contest, and now we transition to the boys' game here tonight, and we'll have plenty for you in just a little bit. As for now, we're going to send it back to the studio. Kirk Kilman will have you taken care of for the next few minutes, and then we'll come back here in about, let's say, 7 or 8 minutes, and we'll get you set for the boys' contest between Nemaha Central and Perry Lecompton. One final time in the girls' final, Nemaha Central 38, Perry Lecompton 22. Back to the studio for 8 minutes, and then we're back with the boys' contest. Keep it locked right here, MSC Sports Radio Network.